you have quite a few veteran dogs in your pack today. Can you explain how they've been doing so far on the trail? And
yeah, I actually ended up dropping a lot of the veteran dogs and finished with some nice young 2-year-old dogs that I didn't know how they were going to do, but a lot of them made it here, and that was kind of the silver lining in this trip was how well the young dogs did. But we had some issues and some ups and downs, but we worked through them the best we could to get here the way we did, so I'm happy with that.
And Allie Zirkle mentioned when she came in that she was looking behind her hoping that you guys would race into the finish.
I'm sure she wasn't hoping for that.
Can you talk about the run with Allie from White Mountain to here?
Yeah, we were pretty close together. She passed me, I passed her back. And then we got into some pretty good wind. I'm assuming somewhere near the blowhole. If it wasn't, then I don't know what the blowhole's like. But so we traveled together for a while, and then leaving safety, she kind of, either I slowed down or she sped up, but when the sun came up, my dogs got a little zapped, and so I didn't, after 1,000 miles, I didn't really feel like pushing them any harder than they had. I was happy with my placement and happy with just getting here, so yeah, that's that.
Challenging, you're proud of your guys, you're proud of your team, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's always, you can always expect challenges and issues out there, and I guess it really comes down to how well you deal with them. So I don't know, with the issues that were dealt to us, I don't know if we really could have done much better than we did. So it's a little disappointing, but with the fact that we got here as fast as I think we could with the issues that we had, I'm happy with that. So
what were your challenges with here?
Oh, it's just some sick dogs, and then just some fluky injuries and stuff, some for key dogs that you know, they happen. It's not something that doesn't happen, but it's just something you hope that doesn't happen. So overall, it's always good to be here, despite everything. So I'm glad we made it.
We've seen a particularly fast race this year. Anything that you think is attributed to the speed we've seen in the series they did her up?
I think, you know, the training and the dogs and everything has just got so much better, and the trail this year, I mean, there was some slow sections, but overall I think it was a really good trail. So it's just an evolving sport every year, and you know, there's those guys up front that are pushing the envelope every year and getting better and better and better at this, and you're seeing faster dog teams and they look more amazing than ever. And yeah, I mean, ninth place in under 9 days, it's crazy. So yeah, it's cool to see it evolving so rapidly.
Now, I have to ask about your fur cap. It looks like there's a handmade dog design on both of the sides. Is there a story behind it?
Just a family friend from Bethel made it for me years ago, and it's one of my favorite hats. It's good for 50 below when you start in Fairbanks.
Would you characterize that as a lucky hat, or would you not go that far?
I don't know about that. I'm not too superstitious, but I do like it.
Any standout moments of this year's Iditarod for you? Anything memorable?
I mean, it's all memorable, you know, but you just kind of got to think it all over. It's hard to really process it all when you're in the race. It's so fast-paced, and you don't have a lot of time to think about that kind of stuff. You're so busy taking care of the dogs and taking care of yourself, and it just moves from one step to the next. So it's nice here in the next week or two we'll have a chance to think some of that stuff over. But yeah, there was definitely an enjoyable time. Some of the scenery was beautiful, and you know, besides a couple days of extra cold at the beginning, which really wasn't too bad, I thought the weather was excellent, so we can be happy for a lot of that.
With the weather not being a challenge, what was the bigger challenge? Oftentimes this weather's the big deal, and it wasn't that the case this year. So what was the bigger challenge?
I guess when you have good weather, it doesn't really limit the, you know, the good teams and the teams that are doing well. They can just fly. It gives one less thing to slow people down. So the challenge is keeping up with people having a great race on a good trail. And it's, you know, if you have any issues, you can't keep up with teams like that. So you got to have a pretty much a flawless race and a really good dog team and a really good plan to win this thing. So we're still trying to figure that out.
Right. And none of these races are ever the same.
No.
It's really hard to plan for, isn't it?
They're all different, and they're all challenging, and from what I've found now in 8 races, they don't really get any easier. It's just different challenges every time, so, I mean, you kind of get a little bit used to the feeling, but still, you know, we only do this once a year, so 11 months is long enough to forget how hard it is sometimes to roll off the cot at 4 a.m. when it's 50 below and go out and booty your dogs again. So, but, yeah, like I said, I'm just glad to be here.
Dogs did nice. Happy with them?
Yeah, these ones that are here did awesome, and I really had to find some new leaders in this group after dropping a few that I usually lean on. And I didn't really know how it was going to play out, but they did awesome, and couldn't be happier with them getting me here. It's not really their job to be up front at the end of this race, and they did it, and it was pretty neat.
And who were they?
Morrow is one of them, and she just barely runs lead, but she pulled it out, and Stella's the other one. She's more of a leader that I use often, but usually not towards the end of races, so they both kind of had to step up for this, and they did it, so it was good.